It is wild cards. It's Neil Atkinson with Paul Johnson, Harriet Pryor, Imani Williams, Tim Smith, and Adam Melia. My word, so many people, so many categories, so many topics. And Tim and Paul have just discovered they can play their wild cards these days, which means that if something has won that they can't be bothered talking about, or there's something else that's in the list that they're very passionate about, they can flit over and switch between. So without any further ado, we'll start off with LFC presence. It's the last of the year, this, by the way, which may well influence some of the topic-based decisions. It's the last of the year. Genie's contract won 64.8%. Second place, Mo Salah. Rumours, third place, Sports Personality of the Year and FIFA Best. Adam Melia, Genie's contract, unless you're going to play your wild card.
Genie's contract. I can really see both... It's interesting. I could talk a lot about this, but probably not very precisely. I think that it made no sense in the summer that he was off to all intents and purposes, because as far as I can tell, he just plays all the time, and that was the case last season. And it might seem obvious now, but Even more so this season. He's just like an absolute titan of availability, and the sort of person. I actually saw the game I was watching, the channel I was watching the Palace game on the other day, was there were some Irish people, Irish presenters that I've never seen before, talking about how comparing us to a city even. Who were on afterwards, they haven't got a Wijnaldum or a Mane. These sort of ever-present, there's a couple more we can name. Virgil used to be one, obviously, that you can really build your team around. And Gianni's is such an interesting one because that's from our point of view. From my point of view, as a greedy football fan, and it's probably the same for managers. You want all your players. You don't just want a 16-man squad. You want a 40-man squad. So you've always got somebody there, but not realistic, is it? Because at the same time, what we've got is us buying Thiago, and even now, even with Genie being like this season's hero in my opinion so far, Thiago's nearly fit. Everyone's really excited, and the player who's most likely to drop out is Genie still. So it's a really really tough one. I personally think if there's any chance at all that it is about money, give him the money, but I don't think it is. I think he's looking at that and thinking, I'm not going to play in that team. I'm not going to get the games, and whatever Ronnie the Reds promised him, he's probably said he's going to be playing every week. He's got the number 10 shirt and he's taking all the penalties or something by the looks of it. So if it's anything to do with the bottom line, I would say offer Genie whatever he wants. But I just don't think it is that. I think it's probably about game time, and that's the thing that I think probably won't be able to offer him unless other people get injured again.